time, I want to invite any of the participants that wish to speak. Under,
we have to take a motion.
We have to return to
I'm sorry.
Public session.
I know, but we're just doing the notifying Adam about that, and then I'm going to do that motion next.
Okay.
Well, okay, I'll entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Chris?
Second.
Adam Jones, seconded. Cindy, can we have a roll call?
Gordon?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Williams?
She's muted.
Uh-oh. Bridget, you need to unmute yourself.
There she is.
Host has to unmute me.
There she is.
You're unmuted. So, you returning? Yes.
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, we are in open session. Again, remind the public, if you do want to make a speech or a comment during this time, we'll go ahead with that and start as soon as Adam gets a list.
Okay, I have Justin King who would like to speak.
Justin, go ahead when you're ready.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
At the May board meeting, former Superintendent Ehrman presented this great idea to the board. Ehrman gloated about how genius this idea be. He went on and on that paying off this bond debt was the appropriate path for our district. To no surprise, it passed a board vote 5-2. I'm now going to quote District CFO Lori Niemeyer from the August 13th board meeting. CFO Niemeyer expressed her concerns with paying off nearly $5.8 million in bond debt, saying, "I'm nervous about strapping ourselves so much in these uncertain times." She noted the district fund balances totaled $13.3 million, and there are only certain funds that we can access. Niemeyer said the district had only $4.9 million in liquid cash at the end of June, and that is far less than what you have talking about paying out. I am worried about what position we're going to be left in by doing that. It's hard to know where our revenues are going right now. State revenues are decreasing. Transportation is going to go down. Federal and state grants have all decreased, and evidence-based funding has stayed flat. But our expenses keep going up. It's very uncertain right now, end quote. I don't understand. Did you talk to our CFO prior to the May vote? Many community members raised these very concerns to you, the board. But the five board members that voted yes passionately defended Adam Ehrman's position and failed to consider the realities of our financial situation. I find this very concerning that the five board members that voted yes ignored the facts to apparently just be some yes man for the former superintendent. I am done.
All right, he's done.
Is that it?
Yes, there's nobody else who wants to speak.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Adam Jones seconded. Cindy, will you have a sit? Dottie, you want to third it, I guess. Cindy, will you have a roll call?
Williams?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Newman?
Yes.
Marr?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Alexander?
Yes, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. And the next meeting right now is planned for September 13th, unless we call another special meeting.
September 14th.
I'm sorry, yes, you're right. We're adjourned.